Sometimes God's love is just not enough. That seems strange to hear, but it's true. In our gospel story today, the man comes and says, "Good teacher," and Jesus corrects him. Jesus is always trying to help people understand who God really is, because most people worship an idol, a made-up version of God. So he says, goodness is only in God. We love to have people tell us how good we are. Jesus deflects that, because what he does always points to God, and he says only God is good. That takes a lot of strength, to be able to bypass a compliment and know that you are truly who you are because of God's goodness. Then the young man says, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus says, for man it is impossible, but for God all things are possible. In other words, you can't do anything to assure yourself of eternal life. But God will save you. You sang it just a moment ago in the responsorial psalm. You are my light and my salvation. Is that true? Do you believe in God? Put your faith in God enough that he is your salvation? Sometimes God's love just isn't enough. Jesus says, follow the commandments. The young man says, I've done that. And then the words of Scripture tell us Jesus loved him. He loved him. God loved him. But it wasn't enough, because the man goes away sad because he's asked to follow Jesus. We're kind of silly people. We think what's important in this gospel is sell everything you have. And that just frightens us to death, because we think it's all about wealth. It's not about wealth. It's about what stands between you and God. So the young man is asked to follow Jesus and to have the will of God be what's most important in his life. It's what's supposed to be most important in our lives. But let me ask you a couple of questions and see if it's true that God's love is a gift that you receive and accept. Jesus says, your sins are forgiven. All your sins are forgiven. Do you believe that? People come to confession all the time, and they say, and for all my past sins, and for all my past sins, and for all my past sins. But those were forgiven. Don't you believe in God's forgiveness? Do you just keep repeating it over and over as if it's something you do that makes you worthy? That's the mistake of the young man. He thought salvation was something in his control, where God says, it's a gift. I give it to you. You have it. You need only have faith in it, trust in it. And do we? They say to him, to Jesus, what should I do? Jesus says, love the Lord your God. Put your trust in him. And love your neighbor. Do you love your neighbor? Do you trust God's word and have faith in it enough that you choose to let go of tensions and animosities between you and other people? Or do you hold on to those? And if we hold on to them, then aren't we just like the young man in the gospel? We walk away sad because we can't give up what stands between us and God. Our need to be in control, our need to get revenge. See, God tells us, you are totally forgiven. Trust me. Put your faith in me, and everything will be fine. And then we go about living our everyday lives, and we're asked, will we love the way God loves? Will we forgive other people? Will we love our neighbor? Or do we feel that being prejudiced against people, being a person who desires revenge against people who hurt us, is what God accepts? He tells us, let go of that. That stands between you and me. And I don't want anything to stand between us. God gives us today the great message of His gift of forgiveness and love. But it means we have to learn how to love the way God loves. And the most important part about that is that God's love is unconditional and it's given to everyone. But if I don't want you to be in heaven with me, then I'm going to walk away sad. If I don't want to be in unity with every human being, if I want to have grudges and pay people back if they've hurt me, then I choose to walk away from God. God's love expects nothing of us. Nothing. I love to believe that I can do things that influence God. In fact, one of the silliest things I say is, I hurt God's feelings. I can't hurt God's feelings. He's God. But I can begin to believe that I can put expectations on love. If I give you love, you have to do this for me. You have to tell me how wonderful I am. You have to give me what I want. God puts no expectations on us at all. It's a total and free gift. He understands that we will still sin and make mistakes, and He still loves us. He still chooses us. He still wants us to be with Him for all eternity. The young man in the gospel says, what can I do to have eternal life? And Jesus tells him, you can't do anything, but God will give it to you as a gift. And He's saying that to you and I today. Can we choose to accept that gift and allow God's love to so much be a part of our lives that we let go of everything that stands between us and God, everything that stands between us and following God's will in our lives? People attach all kinds of things to what God wants. People like to walk around saying, well, this is what God wants, and this is what God wants. The only thing God wants is us to receive His gift. He doesn't say, and then if you receive my gift, you must go to Mass this often, you must say these prayers, you must give this much. He doesn't do that. He just says, I love you. And we are left to decide if we will be grateful for that gift and allow it to touch our lives. Never doubt again for even a moment that you are totally forgiven your sins and you will be with God in all eternity. Never doubt that. But also don't ask me, does that mean she gets to go to heaven too? Yes, she does. Everyone is offered the gift. We eliminate ourselves when we choose to walk away. Today, may we find in God's gift such a generous and wonderful hope and peace that we choose to live His love in our daily lives each day of the coming week. God's love sometimes isn't enough because we have to give up control in order to receive that love. We have to just surrender into it and allow it to be something we believe. If you believe that, if you accept that, the next time you're having a discussion with people and one of them starts to criticize other people, you say to them, well, I'm not going to criticize that person because God loves them. And see what their reaction is. They'll get upset. They'll feel you're pointing a finger at them. They'll say, you're wrong. God doesn't love that person. And you know that that's just not true. We are asked to begin to believe this message so completely that it changes our everyday living. May that blessing be ours. During the Mass, when we say, lift up your hearts, let us lift our hearts to God, who generously loves us and desires that we have eternal life.